North Dakota is still learning from the Hunter Hansen fraud that happened more than 3 years ago. A measure approved in the 2021 state legislative session gives the Agriculture Commissioner more discretion of who gets grain merchandising licenses. North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring outlined those changes in Monday's town hall.
There were changes made on conversions. So instead of 45 days, we're down to 30 days now. And everything has moved from a volume-based to a value-based, whether it's bonding or licensing. Deferred payment bonding did go into effect this last year.
North Dakota Grain Dealers Association Executive Director Stu Letcher says this added additional protections for producers.
Includes some new licensing categories that maybe weren't covered before. Brokers, roving grain buyers, processors are now categorized differently in the law and how they're licensed. So that should offer some more protection.
Deferred payment bonding brought the most questions.
If a farmer wants to defer payment on a crop to the next tax year, the elevator must offer a bond to protect the farmer in the event of an insolvency. And so there's some questions around how that's going to work. It's a new bond, a new process, and I think we have 90% of the way there figured out. There's a couple things that we need to probably address yet, but I think it's a good program. We just work out a few details.
By the way, the North Dakota Grain Dealers Convention continues today. There will be an annual meeting and board meeting. Three board positions are available, and there will be election for those vacant seats. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.